Oh, if I were but born a stone and not a bird, then our love would be as good and natural as rain in spring, as snow in winter, as sun in summer. But alas, it is not so. You are a rock, I am a raven, and never the twain shall meet.
Damn, Risa, you better back away from the kindling, cause those lines are fire. And they wanted to keep you penned up on that farm? To do what? Waste my life milking cows and hauling hay? I don't think so. Don't they know my heart belongs to the theater? One day, I'll start my own traveling troupe and I'll bring smiles and stories to folks all over the West. And I'll write my own plays and act in them, too. Thanks. You know, you rattlesnakes are the only friends I got in the whole world right now. And I do appreciate you, but sometimes I wish I had a friend who wasn't venomous and covered in scales. I can't lie. This whole running away from home business has got me feeling awful lonesome. I'd better sing something to cheer myself up. Yee-haw, yeah, I'm so sad right now, yippee-ki-yay. I'm feeling bad right now,
ooh-wee. Holy fire, is that harpy I hear? Well, look at that. A shrieking she-devil singing sad songs in the middle of nowhere. Good thing I got my silver bullets on me, or I'd be mighty afeard right now.
Who are you?
A stranger, and that's all you need to know.
A stranger? Well, my ma always said strangers are just friends you haven't met yet.
I don't mean to call your ma a liar, but she obviously never met me. By golly, look at all these darn snakes. Get out of here, you slithering varmints. Go on, get.
Hey! Those were my friends!
Didn't you never hear the parable of the rattlesnakes and the groundhogs?
No, but I'd like to. I love stories.
Okay, it goes like this. Once upon a time, there were a bunch of groundhogs living in a burrow. They were all very happy and knew no hardship. Then, one day, a rattlesnake stopped by. The snake claimed to be dying of heat stroke. The kindly groundhogs, not knowing any better, offered the snake shelter in their cool burrow. Guess how the snakes repaid them for their hospitality?
Oh, I know! The snake rattled its tail like a maraca, and seeing the snake had such incredible talent, the groundhogs took her on tour all over the desert so that all the other desert animals could hear her wonderful music and dance to it. And then, the snake and the groundhogs and all the other animals all lived happily ever after.
Nah, what really happened was that the snake bit all the groundhogs and they all died in a horrible agony.
Oh.
And then the snake swallowed them whole.
Ah.
And then, the snake lived in the groundhog's burrow and killed and ate many, many more helpless animals. Anyway, the moral of the story is that snakes are not to be trusted.
Yeah, I kinda got that. You're not a snake, are you?
You see me crawling on my belly and flicking out my tongue?
No.
Well, there's your answer.
If you're not a snake, what are you?
That's for you to figure out. I already got you figured.
I highly doubt that.
Why?
'Cause you just met me. I am a very complicated character with a rich backstory, I'll have you know.
Listen to you. You sound like a playwright.
Well, maybe I am. What do you think about that?
I think it's gonna be mighty hard to write plays when you're back on the farm tending to your domestic duties.
I don't know what you're talking about. What farm?
The one you ran away from.
I didn't...
Risa, listen. You are wanted back on the farm. It's my job to get you there safe and sound. We leave in the morning.
You're worse than a snake.
Oh, you think you got me figured?
You're a bounty hunter.
Bullseye.
I'll just run away again, you know.
Please do. More work for me, and more work means more money.
What's your name?
What's it to you?
Are you afraid to tell me?
I tell you! I'm afraid of nothing. The name is Beijo.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
I'll be sure to remember it.
Is that a threat?
Good night, Bijou.
Yeah, you best get your beauty sleep. You got a long walk tomorrow. You hear me? Little turkey, you don't scare me. You think just because you're big and tall you'll have me shivering in my boots? Pah, I've eaten bugs bigger than you. I'll show you who's boss around here come sunrise. I will, or my name ain't Bijou Babyface Koseki. Am I going too fast for you? Well, too bad. I ain't slowing my step. You'll just have to pick up the pace.
Fine with me.
Yeah! Slow the babe down, Lady Longchains. This ain't no race. What's the big hurry? You hiding for the farm or what?
You know darn well the farm is the last place I want to be heading right now.
What are you making for, like a bear for a beehive?
Because you're forcing me to!
Well, you don't have to yell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings?
No.
Are you crying?
I got sad in my eyes. Don't look at me.
Let me see. Maybe I can...
I said don't look at me!
Bijou?
What?
I'm sorry for yelling at you.
If you want to, it don't matter to me. I got skin thicker than a buffalo. I can take it. Make no mistake about that.
You know what I like to do when I'm sad?
Huh?
I like to sing. Do you like to sing?
What am I, a yellow belly warbler? No, I don't like to sing.
That's too bad. Maybe... if you hear me sing, you'll change your mind.
Whee! Yippee-yippee-yay! Today's gonna be a wonderful day. Take it away, Bijou!
You're alone.
Is that a dimple I see?
No.
I think it is. I think I see a little dimple.
Keep your papers to yourself.
And miss getting an eyeful of a cutie pie like you? You obviously don't know me.
Listen, I don't know what you're trying to do, but it ain't working.
That smile on your face begs to differ.
Have you ever been to a saloon before?
You trying to change the subject?
Did you just answer my question with a question?
I don't know. Did I?
You're beeping incorrigible, you know that?
Wow. Incorrigible? That's a mighty big word. Can you use it in a sentence so I can figure out what it means?
I literally just did.
You did? Guess I wasn't listening.
Well, listen to me now. We're stopping at the first saloon we come by. I need something to dull my senses. Ain't no way I can listen to your insanity sober and come through without a brain lesion or two.
A saloon, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I like the sound of that. I'll get to meet some rough and tumble types. Maybe see some human drama unfold among the down and out. Oh, maybe all the patrons will spontaneously break out into song. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, this is just the inspiration I need to write my next play.
Next play? How many already got written?
Well, just one, I guess. Oh, I'm still kind of workshopping it.
What's it called?
One bird, one stone.
Sounds like a bomb burner.
Thanks. Do you want to hear some? What am I saying? Of course you do. Oh, if I were but born a stone and not a bird.
Incredible. If the rest is like that, then surely I don't need to hear any more. I can tell you're a quality writer by that line alone.
Why, thank you. See, I knew there was a little sweetheart hiding under that craggy exterior. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna lend you my play. You've earned it.
Flippin' flapjacks! How many pages is this?
Oh, I don't know, 100 or so?
You want me to read 100 pages worth of words?
Not all at once, obviously. At your leisure. And let me know what you think. I'm always open to feedback.
Well, all right. When the cows come home and the pigs learn to fly, I'll seek you out and offer some constructive criticism.
I can't wait! Is this a saloon?
Darn tootin'. I always stop by this one when I come through this town. Guess you could call me a regular.
Oh, wait. Before we go in, what's the etiquette?
The what now?
You know, how should I act? I don't want to be rude.
Well, I'd say act normal, but that's clearly beyond your abilities. In lieu of that, just try to do what I do as best as you can.
Mimicry is my specialty. I am an actor, after all.
Dear God, I need a drink.
Dear God, I need a drink.
Huh?
Huh?
You're joking.
You're joking.
Are you seriously gonna echo everything I say?
Are you seriously gonna echo everything I say?
I'm stupid.
Hey, you said it, not me.
Girl, babin' heck in a handbasket, I can't take it no more! Out of my way, you lowlife lemon lickers, I'm making a beeline for the bar and I ain't swerving for no man, woman, or child. Remain seated at your peril! Barkeep, one soda with extra fizz! And if you forget the bendy straw, by golly, you better have a pine box ready. You're gonna need it.
Wow, you parted this place like the Red Sea.
Folks in here know what's good for them. They know you don't run directly away from the avalanche. You run to the side.
Does the avalanche need help getting onto her bar stool?
Am I a joke to you?
Just asking if you need a hand. These stools are awful tall. Look, my feet barely touch the floor.
It ain't like I'm climbing Mount Everest.
You okay there, Tam?
I'm fine! Dang it! Which one of you slimy swamp-dwelling frog-looking slobs just laughed at me?
Yeah, which one of you laughed at her?
One of y'all cowards don't own up before the count of five. I'm gonna fill this place so full of lead they're gonna turn into a pencil factory. One.
Maybe they already left.
Two.
Maybe it was just the wind.
Three.
Oh, I know. It was a ghost.
Four.
Can't we all just get along?
Five.
Ooh, ooh, I'm singing a song. Ooh, huh? Won't you come along? Put your boots on the floor and just walk out the door. Now we're outside and everything is fine. Yeah!
What just happened?
Show tunes, my friend. Show tunes. Well, that was fun. I'm not sure saloons are where I want to spend my time in the future, but hey, now I know what they're like. Anyway, let's hit the road. Faster we get to the farm, the faster I can run away again.
What am I doing with my life?
You're awful quiet back there. Are you sad again? Want me to sing some more?
That's your solution to everything, ain't it?
Well, it works, doesn't it?
It does, and that's what irks me. You can just sing yourself out of any scrape and have a grand old time doing it. Not me. I gotta fight my way out. Folks will give you no quarter when you're lacking on stature like I am. But this ain't me, you know. I ain't so mean and tough deep down. I'd make a decent actor, I reckon. Maybe not as good as you, but I spent a lifetime pretending to be someone else. That's gotta count for something.
Hey, come here. I know what that's like, Bijou. I really do.
No, you don't. You act cause you want to. I ain't got no choice. Don't get your head off my shoulder.
I didn't mean...
Yeah, come along. Your farm ain't far now.
Wow, I really screwed that up.
Well, Risa, you're back home on the range once again. Is it just like you remember?
Yeah, it's just like I remember.
I don't see what's so bad living here. You got family, food, roof over your head, and some honest work to do. Heck, I know a lot of sorry souls who kill to stay on out here.
Well, I guess we just don't see things the same.
I reckon not. And you know why?
Because we're different people.
That's correct. You are a raven. I am a rock. And never the twain shall meet.
Is that...
What, forgot the lines to your own play?
No.
Well, ain't you gonna deliver the next one?
Until love and care make naught all the airy difference that separates heaven and earth, when one bird and one stone have common ground to stand on, one road to walk down, together, toward the day when they can be whoever they want to be.
I say that day is today. Care to give this theater business a whirl with me? Might as well make some money out of our talents, if you ask me.
I'm so happy I could sing.
Not without a paying audience, you ain't. Come on, let's head back to the saloon. We can think of a troupe name for ourselves along the way.
Oh, how about the Angry Inch and the Too Tall Beauty?
Are you trying to make me mad?
The Ant and the Ladybird?
No!
Jewelbird?
No!